Cometh the Hour by Geoffrey Archer. Read by Alex Jennings. Prologue. The PA system crackled. Would all those involved in the Lady Virginia Fenwick versus Mrs. Emma Clifton...
The jury must have reached a decision,
Chufford said, already on the move. He looked round to check that they were all following him and bumped into someone. He apologised, but the young man didn't look back. Sebastian held open the door to court number 14 so his mother and her silk could resume their places in the front row. Emma was too nervous to speak, and fearing the worst, kept glancing anxiously over her shoulder at Harry, who sat in the row behind her as they waited for the jury to appear. When Mrs. Justice Lane entered the courtroom, everyone stood. She bowed before resuming her place in the high-backed red leather chair on the dais. Emma transferred her attention to the closed door beside the jury box. She didn't have to wait long before it swung open, and the bailiff reappeared, followed by his 12 disciples. They took their time finding their places, treading on each other's toes like late-arriving theatre-goers. The bailiff waited for them to settle before he banged his rod 3 times on the floor and shouted, "Will the foreman please rise?" The foreman rose to his full 5 feet 4 inches and looked up at the judge. Mrs. Justice Lane leant forward and said,
"Have you reached a verdict on which you are all agreed?"
Emma thought her heart would stop beating as she waited for his reply.
"No, my lady." "Then have you reached a verdict on which you are agreed by a majority of at least 10-2?
"We did, my lady," said the foreman. "But unfortunately, at the last moment, one of our number changed his mind, and we've been stuck on 9-3 for the past hour. I am not convinced that will change. So, once again, I am seeking your guidance as to what we should do next."
"Do you believe you could reach a majority of 10-2 if I gave you a little more time?"
"I do, my lady, because on one particular matter, all 12 of us are in agreement."
"And what is that?"
"If we were allowed to know the contents of the letter Major Fisher wrote to Mr. Trelford before he committed suicide, we might well be able to come to a decision fairly quickly."
Everybody's eyes were fixed on the judge, except for Lady Virginia's advocate, Sir Edward Makepeace, who was looking closely at Donald Trelford, Emma's defence counsel. Either he was a formidable poker player, or he simply didn't want the jury to know what was in that letter. Trelford rose from his place and reached into his inside pocket, only to find that the letter was no longer there. He looked across to the far side of the court to see that Lady Virginia was smiling. He returned her smile. Harry and Emma Clifton, 1970 to 1971. Chapter 1. The jury was out. The judge had asked the 7 men and 5 women to make one final effort to reach a verdict. Mrs. Justice Lane instructed them to return the following morning. She was beginning to think a hung jury was the most likely outcome. The moment she stood up, everyone in the well of the court rose and bowed. The judge returned the compliment, but it wasn't until she had left the court that a babble of chatter erupted.
"Would you be kind enough to accompany me back to my chambers, Mrs. Clifton?"
said Donald Trelford.
"So we can discuss the contents of Major Fisher's letter and whether they should be made public."
Emma nodded.
"I'd like my husband and brother to join us, if that's possible, as I know Sebastian has to get back to work."
"Of course,"
said Trelford, who gathered up his papers and, without another word, led them out of the courtroom and down the wide marble staircase to the ground floor. As they stepped out onto the Strand, a pack of baying journalists, accompanied by flashing cameras, once again surrounded them and dogged their steps as they made their way slowly across to the QC's chambers. They were finally left alone once they'd arrived at Lincoln's Inn, an ancient square full of neat-looking townhouses that were, in fact, chambers occupied by barristers and their clerks.